hate when you do that, Jason.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Yo-ho-ho.
What up?
It's a four-man show, and Kareem's enjoying Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butters are the shit.
They are the shit. They're... Yeah. You know what? Oreo got nothing on a Nutter Butter in my book.
Oh, without a doubt.
Especially if you're talking dry cookie.
Yeah.
If you're going to dip in the milk, Oreo might step up another notch there. But
No, if you're dipping in milk,
right.
Nutter Butter, even better.
Word. Word.
Yeah,
even word. Better. Better.
Even better.
And they actually have some protein.
Mm.
Yeah, it's legit.
Legit protein.
They don't
protein.
Fuck around with their nut butt.
No, there's at least half a teaspoon of peanut butter on each cookie.
Beneath the high fructose corn syrup. And
hey, coming up on the show today, we'll talk Cocktails with Chloe. It debuted last week.
I know who likes to keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this one goes. Also, a pussy scarf.
That's the best.
I'm pussy scarf.
I'd wear it.
And Carly Fiorina, baby stealer.
Wouldn't doubt it.
It's true.
Is it just for the thrill of it?
For the money.
Well, we'll get in. Don't read ahead.
Oh.
We'll get to all that. Jesus. But first, let's start out. How was your week, Sam Platts?
I had, the week was good. Weekend went by, and I had one thing on my mind.
Money?
X-Files premiere, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, I set an alarm on my phone probably 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
To remind myself.
No.
You know?
I can already see it coming.
On the internet, it was announced that it was going to be 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern and 10 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
Well, somewhere within that 3 weeks, apparently corporate, or maybe it was the local station, decided that it would simply air simultaneously. It would be at the same time.
Well, that's not exactly what happened, but... Here's what happened. It was going to be on at 10 o'clock Eastern because it was going to be on after the NFC Championship
right.
game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it couldn't be on earlier than that. On the West Coast, it was also on right after the NFC Championship game. The big problem that they had was it was such an ass-kicking that
right.
people stopped watching the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem you had, although your understanding was a little different than a lot of people's, was when's the game over? When does this start? What's going on with this? So,
well, I found multiple websites, including the Fox website.
Sure.
3 weeks ago, said 10 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock Eastern. It showed both.
Did you take a screenshot? Because I'm just going to have to say I need some evidence
there's,
on this.
There's no reason for it to be on at 10 o'clock Pacific. No reason for it to be on at 10
except
o'clock
Except for
Pacific.
The fact that's the time X-Files used to play back in the day.
No, it
but,
didn't.
Yes, it did.
No.
I was
I
watching
it was
X-Files from 1996 until the show got off the air, bro.
Sam, do you want to know why it did not air then? Because the Fox network has never had programming on past 10 p.m.
I don't buy it.
Fox had programming from 7 to 10.
It was Sundays
on
at 9.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And 8 to 10 the other nights of the week.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
in fact,
this is the deal.
Even back when it was a black network.
Right? You remember those days? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I'm not the only fucker who saw this shit.
Right.
On the local Fox Facebook, other people said the same thing. They said
they were fuckers too.
They said, I saw on multiple websites that it said it was going to be 10 o'clock
okay.
Pacific time.
Oh my God.
I'm not alone. But anyhow, my twin brother and one of my best friends who we used to get anytime there's a X-Files premiere
yeah.
or finale, we put foil hats on, we would get the fucking pizza and popcorn, dude, we were ready to go. So we had the whole thing set up, dude, and we
oh
sit
God.
Down,
You're a
we
grown
turn
man.
It on, and here it comes. The news is on.
Yeah, here's the news. Don't get your news from the internet. Because
not from the fox.com? Because, bro, that's where I looked.
Why didn't you just do the thing where you say you want to record this show and then record it whenever it's
I'm
on
poor
for the first
and I
time.
Have the on-air antenna.
Oh, well, that's... Is it a choice or is it that you're poor?
It's I'm poor. I'm paying off school loans, and I'm paying $650 a month on my school loan.
That's awesome.
Anyhow.
It is. You know you could get a BMW for that.
Or like an
Acura? I don't
Acura.
Want a BMW.
You don't want an Acura?
I might like an Acura, the one that shifts its seat. So the second you see. But anyways, so it was a little disappointing, but it all worked out in the end because when I went on to social media to see who else suffered the same situation.
It was a lot of people.
There were other people who had it worse. Me, I missed the whole thing. That's okay because I have Fox Now and I can watch it the next day.
Right.
And then I made sure I verified. I called the station to verify what time mm-hmm. it airs because it was a two-day premiere.
Oh, my right. God. This is like...
It's a big deal.
Dude, I can't even...
I got to watch the Sunday night's episode literally just in time to tune in to the live Monday night episode, which was fantastic. Had my friend there and everything. But I noticed that on the social media, there were so many people who were watching it at 7:20 or 7 o'clock whenever the NFC game ended. And they were pissed because the final 20 minutes of the episode was cut off. And I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't sitting in that seat because I'd rather not wait a whole another day to catch the last 20 minutes. So that was my weekend.
anything that you had to prepare that much for just is going to fail, it sounds like. That,
yeah, right? Pretty much. Well, but anyhow, it was a wonderful episode.
Was it?
Both episodes were fantastic. Totally beyond expectation. It was fantastic.
I'll catch them on Hulu.
Yeah, catch them on Hulu.
You can always see it on Hulu.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the next day.
Yeah.
But you can do that on Fox Now the next day, too.
It's true.
Also or free. Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, Amazon, I don't know, you can buy current seasons you have to buy on Amazon, but Amazon Prime members, lots of streaming stuff.
You can have the whole original series.
I'm watching Justified right now.
Ooh.
On Amazon
I love
Prime.
It. Walter Coggins.
So Walton Goggins.
Walter Goggins.
Amazing. Yeah. Walton.
Walton.
You've been Walton?
I just know it's Walt something.
Boyd Crowder.
Yeah, Boyd. He's awesome.
Indeed. Good, very, very good show. And I know I mentioned it before, if you are an Amazon Prime member and you're a gamer at all, it's a bonus for you because if you pre-order games on Amazon and you're a Prime member, 20% off.
Ooh, really?
That's what's up, dude.
Yes,
can't beat that.
Yes, sir. And by the way, if you're doing that, please click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. And it does not cost you anything extra, and it saves you money. In a variety of ways. So go ahead and do that. And thank you very much in advance. Everybody's been doing that. All right. So that took up a lot of time.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Anybody else have anything that traumatic or interesting during the week?
I was supposed to be in North Carolina over the weekend.
Oh, in the snow?
In the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's bad when the airplane, when the airlines will give you your money back with no questions asked.
Wow, that never happens.
Did you perchance have a flight to Raleigh?
I did.
Oh, it was funny because we had somebody on the news who had a flight that was going to Raleigh that was canceled. So yeah. I'm like, oh, there we go. Small world.
Small world.
So I was supposed to take the red eye Thursday night, get there Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my girlfriend are checking flights. We're checking flights. And,
right.
RDU has canceled all the flights except for Delta.
Right.
And that's who I'm flying though. And I'm like, you motherfuckers do not know anything that everybody else do. Like, your pilots are not that much better than everybody else's pilot.
Right.
For Delta? No, not at all.
Quite the opposite,
still
actually.
Gonna fly in. And so I called like at 6 and I got the message, oh, that wait is like 2 hours or more.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call you back.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I should go to the airport. So about 9 o'clock, I went out to the airport after like 9:30. So over 3.5 hours after they were supposed to call me back, I went out to the airport and they still hadn't canceled the flight.
Right.
And I'm standing there talking to the lady at the terminal at the counter, and the flight after my flight into Raleigh from Atlanta gets canceled while right. I'm sitting there talking to her. And I was like, yeah, just give my money back.
Right. Yeah, let's just quit right now.
Yeah, like, we're not even going to go through the... She's like, well, you can reschedule up until the 20s. She was like, you can reschedule. Do you want to reschedule? And I was like, okay. And then she's like, oh, you only can re only can reschedule up to the 27th. And I'm like, nobody's going to be done with this shit by the 27th.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
On the East Coast. Jason?
I'm just doing awesome this week. So yeah. this was a good week. So.
It's good to know. I went to look at wedding venues.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, we went to the library downtown last Friday. And as we're recording this on Tuesday night, we went to Vizcaya.
Mm. Oh, yes. I'm familiar with this place.
Vizcaya. Which, both very nice places, but very, very different. And what I determined is we need to look at more places.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Well, I know which one of those two I like a lot better, and I know why. So now we can go out and look at other venues with that knowledge in hand of this is what they offer, this is what they offer. Because weddings can get really expensive really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many moving parts to it. It's how much do you want to worry about? How much do you want to have to be responsible for?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Jason. You just had one.
Yeah.
And
I'm very lucky. It was, you know, it's daunting. But at the same time, with planning and a budget, very achievable. I'm lucky.
Laundered that. Drug money, yeah.
That too.
He drug money. He was selling sperm at sperm bank.
By the way, I figured it out. If I only lose 10 pounds a month, I can lose 100 pounds by my wedding.
Damn.
That's all I got to do.
Just do it.
10 pounds a month. 2.5 pounds a week, Kareem. It's nothing.
Just be a head by the time we get there.
Oh, I wish. I wish.
He'd be like Charlie Brown.
That sounds like something on one of the episodes of X-Files.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I was thinking more like one of the racing presidents at Nationals Park. Really tall with just a head on top. except not really tall. Hey, so I was watching Wendy Williams today, and she posed this question. So I'm going to ask all of you. What's your take on Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna?
I honestly didn't know who either of them were until looking at a link that was provided to me. So I don't really give a shit about either of them.
Mm-hmm.
They do what they want, and it doesn't fucking matter.
Kareem, thoughts on Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna?
It's a bit incestuous.
Sort of, yeah, because Blac Chyna's baby daddy is dating Rob Kardashian's half-sister.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Jason, thoughts?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I just can't believe that people are talking. It's cool. I mean,
you know,
as Kareem says, wake up.
It's a bit incestuous, and it's like, okay. It's almost like, did somebody pay somebody to do that?
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Well, it's good to see Rob's out of the house because for a while he just got diagnosed with the beaties.
Oh.
Apparently. Nah. Oh, by the way, update, Kareem does not have the beaties, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Fuck China, you, Chinese.
Yeah, fuck you,
Zodiac.
Chinese horoscope.
Well, although, 2016 is still on.
Yeah, to be fair, though. To be fair, it's not yet the Chinese New Year, is it?
Nope, it's not.
Yeah, and that's first week of February, right?
And then this is what happened after I told y'all I didn't have the BDs.
Yeah.
So I got my So I get my test results online. I look at them, and my number is 56, which is within range,
mm-hmm.
which means I don't have the BDs.
Right.
I get another email a couple of days later. with the doctor's notes on it, and then all of a sudden my 56 went up to 59, which put me out of range and put me at almost pre-beating. I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
With math.
That is really unfortunate.
Yeah. I was like, how you gonna up a number like that?
Did they say hypoglycemic? Is that what they said, or?
No, he didn't. He was just like, it's pretty much what we talked about before, which is I just got to lose some weight. That's it.
Well, here we have a recording of Kareem's thought process as the number changed.
What?
That's exactly right.
Because all of my other numbers are pretty much are where they're supposed to be. Cholesterol's a little bit high, but again, it's just losing weight.
Yeah.
But everything else is except for vitamin D. And I was like,
yeah, that was one thing I had too. And that's just supplements.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was like vitamin D, like non-existent, not deficient, like almost non-existent.
Yeah. Mine was the same way.
Yeah.
You guys both need some D.
A little sun on the face. The D. No, we need some sun on our face. That's what we need.
Well, anyway, so good news. Actually, though, sunlight isn't going to do it. I talked to the doctor about it, and they're like, no, because Diana was making all sorts of nonsensical claims. Like, yeah, you just need to be out in the sun more because that's how you get vitamin D. I don't know why she turned into a southern chick, but she did. I haven't seen her in a long time, so who knows?
She might have turned into a southern chick.
It's true. So I asked my doctor, I go, is that even remotely true? And she goes, no. That's not, you need supplements to get it back. Goes, once you're in a normal level and your body's in a normal level, then, I mean, it's good for you to be out in the sun a little bit here and there, but laying out in the sun is not going to produce enough vitamin D to offset when you have that deficiency. And that can lead to a lot of other little things. So,
And actually, was it something I was reading saying lack of vitamin D will cause the BD. So,
You know what? Getting old's a bitch.
Yeah.
I guess I need some D.
So I got some vitamins. So I got some supplements. They gave me like some extra strength.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You take one a week one for a week 5 weeks. For, yeah. Same thing I had.
Yeah.
I'll get some of that
extra strength D.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have some breaking news for everybody. The next Republican debate, Donald Trump has announced he's not doing it.
Yay.
Well, here's the thing, though. He doesn't have to. He is so far ahead of all of these other idiots that he doesn't have to show up for the debate. He's like, meh, I don't have to. He, in fact, said this past week he could shoot a guy on Fifth Avenue and not lose a single vote.
What does that say about your cousins?
What do you mean, Kareem? You mean there aren't any black people voting for Trump?
Besides them two crazy women that on the internet? I don't think so.
Yeah.
There might be a few. All right. So here right now, since Trump is in the forefront, he's in the lead. Here, there is a list of 76 things that he said he would do if elected. We're not going to get to all of them, but let's go through a few of the great ones. Number one, of course, build a wall along the southern border. And number two, make Mexico pay for it. He said, if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. I never stopped saying Merry Christmas, so I don't know what that's about. What but else? Yeah, welcome, Muslims. Get ready to say Merry Christmas. He will get rid of Common Core, which, you know, that may or may not be bad.
I would agree with him on that.
Yeah, look, there's going to be something we agree with him on this list at some point. Can he make it happen? I don't know. The Environmental Protection Agency might also disappear. He wants to get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something terrific. So much better, so much better, terrific. So much better is what he said. Knock down regulatory walls between states for health insurance. You know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
Nope.
Right.
Rebuild the country's aging infrastructure. That's a great idea. Save Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security without cutting benefits. That's a great idea.
He'd have to get the Republicans to agree with him on the infrastructure stuff because Obama's been trying to do that ever since he got elected.
Yeah.
Right.
Number 10, defund Planned Parenthood. Not a good idea.
No.
Number 11, I will take care of women and I have great respect for women. I do cherish women and I will take care of women.
But I won't go to the Fox debate because of one.
That's
right. Different definition of taking care of women.
He's taking care of her. He will frequently use the term radical Islamic terrorism. He will temporarily ban most foreign Muslims from entering the United States, bar Syrian refugees from entering the country, and kick out any who are already here, heavily surveil mosques in the U.S., create a database of Syrian refugees. What is he, a computer nerd? What's going on? He's also never taking a vacation while being president.
He is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
He's going to prosecute Hillary Clinton, which may happen before he becomes president. So if I'm to believe the rumors I'm hearing online, he will make medical marijuana widely available to patients and allow states to decide if they want to fully legalize pot or not. That's not a bad thing. So
again,
right.
It's one of those things where you got to get Republicans to buy in.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, if you go through these 76 things and I guarantee you, no matter who you are, you can find at least five on this list that you are like, that's a great idea. We should do that. So find your common ground with your new president, because who the hell knows what's going to happen. He's going to oppose killing of journalists, too, which is good. the quote is, "I hate some of these people, but I would never kill them." Well, that's good. So
at least he's equating himself to, I would never behead somebody like, you know, ISIS. I would never do that.
I have a lot of hatred in my heart. I really do. But no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, the journalist thing was because Putin was accused of it. And right. He's been taken up for Putin in that sense. Like, there's no proof of it. It's like, okay.
he also said that he will ensure that Americans can still afford to golf. Because he's got his thumb on the important things.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, because he got all those golf courses.
He has all those golf courses.
He can't.
Hey, everybody.
He can only go to his golf course in Ireland because the rest of the people want to kill him.
Well, Kareem, you mentioned black people not being for Trump. Well, he could not disagree with you more. And he went on Fox News Sunday to explain why.
Appeal to Republican primary voters. Will you tone down your rhetoric a bit? Will you reach out to minorities more?
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm going to do great with the African-American minority. You know, if you look at minorities, the African-American poll came out. How is it 25%? No Republican's been above 7 or 8%. I'm going to do great with the African-Americans. I think I'm going to do great with the Hispanics. I think I'm going to do great with the Asians.
But you said absolutely. Do you mean absolutely you are going to take a little bit different approach as a general election
nominee?
I don't know
if I want to change so much. Look, the African-Americans love me because they know I'm going to bring back jobs. Look at what happened as an example with African-American youth. 54%, 58%, they don't even know it's so high. They can't get jobs. Look at African-American people in their prime, 30s and 40s and 50s. Look at their unemployment rate. They want jobs. They're going to like me better than they like Obama. The truth is, Obama has done nothing for them. He's African-American.
Did
He's
you say
done nothing for them.
African-American.
So there you go, Kareem.
Yeah.
Take that.
Did you just say?
The person who's going to be stumping for him is Omarosa. Guess what? Black people feel the same way about her as they do about Stacey Dash. So
get used to
that
it.
That guy.
I'm looking forward to the black people all lining up to vote Trump.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing him go through the same shit that, Karl Rove did. When Obama was winning Ohio, and he was like, "No, the polls aren't right. They haven't all come in yet," and he was losing. Well, y'all don't remember that night?
I do. That was the last time anyone heard from Karl Rove.
Jason and Sam. Jason looked kind of like, "What are you talking about?"
No, I don't remember it that well. I was probably just so excited that
that was better than watching him win. I mean, better than them showing footage of him.
Well, basically what happened was Karl Rove was talking about how the polls weren't right. And he was getting so mad that he essentially left the set because they were like, "No, you're wrong." And he left, and then they cut to something else. And when they cut back to the desk, he wasn't there. And no one's seen him since. Yeah. He was so mad that he disappeared into a cloud of dust.
He had a full-on meltdown on television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a 3-year-old temper tantrum.
Yeah,
it's like he thought that somebody had bought that election. Then
no, he drank his own Kool-Aid.
That's ridiculous.
No, that is what happened. He was like, he did not believe. Like that's, I wrote a joke about it because I was like, damn, do people in cults do Republicans forget? Like, did they like drink the Kool-Aid? Did they forget that they made the Kool-Aid and what's in it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you say it, here's what they believe. And it's true for a lot of the times. If you say it over and over again with enough conviction, it'll be true to a lot of people, except when you're counting votes. Also on the campaign trail last Wednesday, Carly Fiorina just happened to give a speech on the dangers of abortion and organ harvesting in front of a group of small, bored-looking little toddlers. One of the many problems with that scene, according to the kids' parents, is that she actually liberated them from a school trip without permission. See, they were on a school-sponsored field trip to the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, where Fiorina was coincidentally hosting a Right to Life forum. The optics were good for her, certainly better than the elderly group that voluntarily showed up to see her. But the parents weren't as pleased to see their babies linked to Fiorina, who's currently polling at 1.5%. Which, just so that you know, that's only 1.5% higher than I'm polling, and I've never been to Iowa. One of the fathers said, the kids there were there to see the plants. She ambushed my son's field trip. Taking them into a pro-life abortion discussion was very poor taste and judgment. I would not want my four-year-old going to that forum. He can't fully comprehend that stuff. He likes dinosaurs, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Transformers.
The boy just wanted to see a bush.
This just in. Sam and a four-year-old, exactly the same. Well, you like...
I love all those things!
You love dinosaurs, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Transformers.
Fuck yes.
It's true.
That's... Well, yeah.
Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of... Jason?
Decepticons.
Oh, my boy! Thank you.
Some sad news. When Abby Shenton treated herself to some products from Lush, she got a little more than she bargained for. See, after stepping out of the bath and drying herself off, she realized her skin had been stained a rather vibrant shade of pink.
Aww.
She tweeted the cosmetics company asking, "Are your products supposed to stain the human skin fluorescent pink?" Yes, you really did look a lot like a flamingo. Her photo was retweeted more than 15,000 times before she removed the image from social media. Seemingly unperturbed by the incident, Lush responded to the message and sent her a love heart emoji, said, yikes, please contact our friends at the UK Lush We Care so we can help you out with this. She confirmed the product she used is called Razzle Dazzle Bath Oil, and she does not blame the cosmetics company for the unfortunate incident. Why?
Well, she rather enjoyed it, didn't she?
No, see, you're supposed to dilute it in water. But she thought it was soap and rubbed it all over her body.
Oh, what a schmuck.
Face. It took 3 days plus and several baths to finally get the pink out.
Read the directions.
She said, "I misused this product. I love Lush and will continue to shop there. It's just a shame I wasn't told how to correctly use the product when purchasing."
Oh my God.
"A very helpful friend of mine who works at Lush and helped me remove all the pink stain with lemon juice, olive oil, and a gritty face wash." Okay, if people at the checkout had to tell you how to use everything,
yeah,
you'd never be able to check out. By the way, if you get a question about it, go, "Hey, this is...
Have you ever used this product?"
By the way, they are...
They're bath beads, right? You put them in the
like
water?
Full size, like
marbles.
No, bigger.
Really?
Yeah. They're
like a golf ball?
Bigger than a golf ball, like a tennis ball. They're like the size of a tennis ball. Speaking to HuffPost UK lifestyle spokesperson from Lush said, "We're as red in the face as Abby at the idea that our bath melts have been mistaken for soap."
Wow.
So yeah, as Kareem said, read the label.
Read the damn label, kids.
That's what you got to do. So
read the... You don't have to follow the directions. Just read them anyways, right?
Right. That's, you know, if you choose to not follow the directions, that is completely up to you. But at least you have been forewarned.
Get ready for some judging. Uh-oh. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, promises. Promises, Jason.
Promises are cool.
Kareem?
I don't make a tool.
Oh.
You know, it would be nice if your yes could mean yes and your no mean no, and a man could stand by his word. But sometimes it's okay to say a good promise. Just don't fuck it up. I think they're cool.
You know, Sam, that first part sounded like a song lyric. I liked it.
Maybe.
Promises are cool if you follow through.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you get laid.
Oh. You dirty rat.
I'm kidding. Leslie and her family.
Yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, toddlers. Toddlers, Kareem.
Uncle Kareem.
Depends on whose toddlers they are.
Right, it's very subjective.
You have to answer a question.
Uncle Kareem, answer a question. You love
answer
us.
Answer the question.
They're cool.
Sam.
I want to take a trip in my special rocket ship.
Little Einstein, baby. I love me some toddlers. Me and toddlers get along.
Jason.
Yeah, toddlers, that's a cool age.
toddlers, despite being pathological liars, are cool. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, listen to the last show.
Yes, please do.
And finally in Cooler Tool, pink. Pink, Sam.
You know, I think more people should rub that stuff on their body. It's kind of a good look. Going for the sunburn look without the skin cancer. It's nice.
Kareem?
Breast cancer awareness.
Yes!
Pink is cool.
Nice! Good Jason? One.
As the great American rock and roll band Aerosmith once said, pink is my favorite color. Pink is my obsession. So, Aerosmith, y'all.
Are they really talking about the color, though?
Well, I don't care.
That's a good one. Good answer.
That's still his favorite color. Yeah. And his favorite shade of pink.
As the great Australian band AC/DC said, sink the pink.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And as the Shocker instructs, two in the pink and one in the stink.
Always have to.
That's right.
Make sure it's two in the pink. Don't go for the two in the stink.
Well, you can.
Prior lubrication.
Yeah. Well, right. Not the first time you do it, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, no, never first time.
It'd be bad times. Those would be hard times, dusty roads. Let's talk about it. That's a cooler tool.
Cooler tool.
Have you ever had the Shocker rocker before?
I don't dare ask with that was, the details of the Shocker.
Wasn't that Sammy Hagar's nickname originally?
No way.
That he wore the red rocker? Yeah, something different. How do you get that? It's not the red hair. Anyway. It's terrible. We need to behave. Behave. All right. Speaking of pink, feminine artist Kristen Clifford is making silk scarves from photos of her own vagina.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's not as bad as it sounds.
No,
it sounds great.
I saw the photos. It's actually quite lovely.
First, we had pussy purses. Then came the vagina dress, followed closely by the ball sack backpack.
What's next?
An entirely new way to wear genitals. Introducing silk scarves made from photos of a vagina. The accessories were made by feminist artist Kristen Clifford. She came up with the idea after live streaming the inside of her vagina as part of an art exhibit at the Ace Hotel. Recently, someone messaged me with a link to a vibrator that doubled as an internal camera. They thought it was a joke. I ordered one right away. When aunts came to visit me at the Ace Hotel residency, I live streamed from inside my vagina. All these people watching the stream messaged things like, "Show me your pussy." I guess they didn't understand. That's what they were seeing.
Was it just darkness? Did she have a lamp on in there?
I believe there's a light on the camera.
Okay, good.
The photo on my screen, you can look it up too, shows Clifford's vaginal muscle near her cervix and some vaginal mucus, because, you know, that's all in there too. Mm-hmm. She said, "It looked like a leaf pattern to me. I love the colors, how the warm fluid turns to an almost cool blue." Now, enamored with the pretty pattern and inspired by her love of silk, she decided to print the image onto fabric, rip it into strips, and tie it around her neck. And the vagina scarf was born. This is, by the way, way better than the chick who baked bread from yeast from her own vagina.
That's way better.
And the chick who stored yarn in her vagina and then knit with it.
Yeah, way better.
So what was the point of that? The yeast thing, at least there's a gimmick there with the yarn in the vag. I don't get.
I don't get any of it. But anyway, she's affectionately named her creation the Pussy Bow. It's known as a style of blouse with a large, loosely tied bow around the neck. The first woman to enter the professional realm adopted it as a feminine iteration of a tie. So this is the real pussy bow. She said, "For me, it's just my pussy. And I'd love for you to wear it around your neck."
Damn!
So, yeah, they're all 100% silk and they're hand-sewn. And it's just the photo of it is on there. You know, no different than if it's a leopard print.
Right.
Different cat. Dimensions can vary slightly, and the artist says she can make shorter or wider bows or longer and thinner ones depending on the buyer's requirements.
Yeah.
There's a link to purchase it if you want to look it up on the Huffington Post UK. The profit made from each purchase will be donated to Planned Parenthood. So there you go.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Cute. Yeah. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. All right. Enough cool things. Cocktails with Chloe. Got to talk about this. I know I'm the only one in this room that watched it.
Like, the only one in the whole wide world?
No.
You were waiting, like I was waiting for the X-Files premiere for this one, weren't you?
Not quite, because the article says highly anticipated. Only by her. Okay. It got off to a rough start. I tried to watch it with Leslie, and we got... I think we got like 7 minutes in before we just gave up and turned it off.
Wow.
It was really bad. Insiders told Radar Online the producers said the first episode felt contrived. They're not loving the way it turned out. And neither are many viewers. Twitter users ripped into the show. I didn't actually care enough to rip into it on Twitter. That's how bad it was.
I'm curious, what is the concept? Just cocktails.
The concept. Chloe. Okay, the concept is Chloe has dinner parties at her house. So she wants to recreate those. So she invites people over to her house, which is just a set with no studio audience. It's a set like an apartment. And she starts out there with this celebrity chef and her sister, who she's going to rotate sisters because they can't get any guests.
Right.
Who basically just stood behind her and looked confused the whole time. And then randomly there would be a doorbell from offstage, and it was so bad. And then Chloe would have to walk through the kitchen set, through the living room set, to get to the door to open the door.
It's like, oh, just look at my ass.
Unfrickin' believable.
Look at my ass. My ass is amazing. It's better than Kim's ass. Look.
I'm so glad that flopped.
On Twitter, Sarah Marie 72 wrote, I need to stop watching hashtag cocktails with Chloe before she's not my fave Kardashian anymore. What is this shit?
Wow, one of her number one fans.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that was on the show, I didn't stick around long enough for this, but apparently Kendall Jenner, who's her younger sister and is actually a working model and is 20, calling Kim Kardashian and telling her that she was pregnant. You know, it was a big prank call.
Wow.
No. I watched... Actually watched that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Online later?
No.
You were watching Cocktails with Chloe?
I watched about 5 minutes of it.
Why didn't you speak up when we started this?
My girlfriend made me turn it.
Okay.
She was like, no, 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 no.
It was so awful. It was like public access bad.
Yeah.
In terms of the concept and the execution. I mean, the cameras looked great.
Yet she
and
got
the set
money.
was really well lit, but it was awful. Now, as Radar has previously reported, the network is having problems booking talent for the show.
Well, she had, of course,
Aisha Tyler.
Aisha Tyler. There was another model.
She had Aisha Tyler, some comedian I've never heard of, and I forget who the third one was. But yeah, they were playing games like, who would you do? And I mean, it's stuff that is okay if you're actually drunk at a party, but there's no reason to actually watch it on TV. And even if you're drunk at a party, if that's where you resort, that's what you do if you're 17 and drunk at a party. Not if you're a grown up and drunk at a party. Yeah. It was just atrocious.
Yeah. Like I said, my girlfriend's like, no, 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 no.
I mean, even the main show is so bad. I've seen literally every episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I am really very, very close to bailing on the whole thing and no longer keeping up.
You're so passionate about it. Like, you're so I am just about ready to give up on the Kardashians.
Jason, like, what you don't understand.
I don't. It is funny. I don't. What
it sounds
don't.
Ridiculous.
What you don't understand.
This is like X-Files. This is like Sam X-Files bad.
No. And I'm getting to the really sad part.
Oh,
you
shit.
Just don't wear foil hats.
The really sad part is how much time I've invested in this.
Holy
and,
shit.
And you all know, right. the first few seasons were kind of fun. You had Bruce Jenner. It was kind of a quirky family. It was like a less sweary version of the Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with one of them had a big ass and a sex tape. So, you know, and now at this point, I'm just waiting to see what Scott Disick does.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's pretty much all there is. And a couple episodes ago, he got on the phone talking like he was going to kill himself. But he didn't, so now I'm bored again.
Yeah.
Like,
this is disgusting.
Not that I want Scott Disick to do himself any harm. Let me be clear about that.
This is like 248 hours of your life. I just did the calculations in my head because there's like, you know, what, 5-6 seasons, 22 episodes a season?
No.
How many seasons?
No. My old intern worked on season 10. That Jesus show's Christ. Been around for, I believe, 12 seasons.
Oh, Jesus.
There, to be fair, though, there are not 22 episodes a season. Okay. It doesn't work like that
okay.
anymore.
Is it but 10 or 11 a season, 12 a season?
I don't count. I just,
yeah, well, I just know I would be depressed
it
if
comes,
I
it goes. You know, Courtney and Chloe took Miami for a while.
Oh, so it's
stop
all different
it.
Stuff.
And then they took the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm, they took the Hamptons. That was weird.
Hamptons was like,
they,
no.
They took New York. Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole of it. And of course, I Am Kate is coming back for season two.
Why?
Although I really don't know one? What. That's the former Bruce Jenner living now as
Caitlin.
The first season was so boring. But no one could say it because it was important. It was, and
right.
By the way, Caitlin Jenner was the woman of the year. And somebody made the yes. Yes, she was. And somebody made the point, how could she be woman of the year if she wasn't even a woman for the whole year?
Yes.
Which is a good point. You know, not to diminish all of the good that Caitlyn Jenner has done by bringing awareness to the transgender
Caitlyn
issue.
Caitlyn Jenner
community.
Has not done anything for transgender people except for say she's transgender.
I don't know. How many transgendered people were there on TV before? That show had like 8 of them.
What's his?
And you know
Laverne
what?
Cox.
That's not TV. That's Netflix. Come on, Kareem. That's the internet. We're on the internet.
She actually looks like a real woman as opposed to a woman dressed up like a man.
Okay, to be fair now.
Or a man dressed up like a woman.
Caitlin's had a lot more work done. The face is tighter. Caitlyn Jenner has the face of a 30-year-old who's been burned in acid. But she's very brave. That's all I'm going to say. You know, it's time to move on to something else. And you know, something a little bit more sensical and reasonable.
Thank you. Yeah. I got really depressed listening to all of that.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right, well, after being pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving in front of a Delray Beach High School, police officers asked Volvik Louis Jean Jr. for his driver's license. Instead, police say he pulled out something else with his name on it. Would you care to guess?
His penis.
Does he have a tattoo on his wiener?
I don't know, but that's not the answer. Jason has looked ahead. He pulled out his homemade rap CD.
Yes!
I was gonna loft a softball for you to hit.
That's fine. Well, if you already know, it's not no point. To be fair, he's only 18. He was arrested. He pulled up allegedly to the Atlantic Community High School in Delray Beach just before 3 p.m. back in October, along with two other cars. They sped into the school's bus loop, narrowly missing students being dismissed from school. Officers in a golf cart followed the cars. What's Florida? That pulled to the center of the road, forced the three cars to stop. When they walk up to Jean Jr.'s car, they asked him for his license. He pulled out his new CD. One of the other people in the other car yelled out to the officer that they were just at the school to pick up a friend. According to the arrest report, officers say they recognize some of the people in the cars, including John Jr., as former students. So, even if you're a little lame, I'm pretty sure your rap CD is not going to serve as proper ID. It's true. Also in Florida, Largo, Florida, to be more exact, authorities are searching for a $1,600 Yorkshire Terrier that they say a man stole from a pet store and then traded for crack cocaine.
Wow. Must be a gorgeous dog.
Mm-hmm. The store All About Puppies shows a man placing...
How do you get a job at that place?
I'm just all about puppies, bro. Let me tell you something. Can I get the job?
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, he placed the dog down his shirt and left. A tip led detectives...
That's like a Little Rascals like totally, episode.
Dude.
That's like a
he's been charged with grand theft.
This
is a 38-year-old. This is a 38-year-old man, by the way.
Oh come on, guys, give him come on.
What did the crack dealer do with the dog?
Well, it's unclear. The press release from the police department says he traded the dog for crack and cash. In St. Petersburg, it's not clear where the dog is now, and cops say Barfield wouldn't tell them who he traded it to. The Yorkie is microchipped, and veterinarians will be alerted to the dog's status. All About Puppies is offering a $1,000 reward for its return. He is being held more than $5,000 bail. So
okay.
That's Florida Corner.
These are some Like, those are some what's up prices for puppies,
no
right?
No kidding.
Prebred animals are very expensive, which is why you should just go to your local shelter and pick out a nice mixed breed. Sometimes they've got purebreds, too.
Right.
You know, variety of thing. And they're not $1,500. I mean, even a full-price, large, young dog is going to run you $100-$120, and that's with all their shots.
It's all their shots, and not only that, you're keeping something like animal control in your local city or state or county active and able to keep rescuing animals.
Yeah, so don't buy at the pet store.
Don't buy at the pet store. Buy from your local shelter.
Yeah, do some good.
Do some good.
Yeah. Both of my cats are from the local shelter.
My dog's from the local shelter.
Yeah.
Our kitty cats are from a shelter.
Right.
I've had 2 dogs and 4 cats in my lifetime, all from the local shelter.
There you go. So. All right. Meanwhile, in Italy, not Florida, a man was acquitted of corruption charges after he attempted to bribe a police officer 100 euros during a drunk driving traffic stop. See, the country's top court determined the bribe was too small to be labeled as corruption. Especially,
it's just a funny joke.
Especially coming from an incapacitated source. The decision comes after the driver attempted to avoid drunk driving fines by bribing the attending officer with a crisp 100 euro note. That's about $110 to you and me in America. Despite the court's ruling on the bribe, the driver was convicted of drunk driving, which carries a fine of up to 6,200 euros, a suspended license of up to a year, and up to a year in prison. According to the local Italian law states, a bribery attempt is labeled corruption when the action is made, quote, with appropriate seriousness, and that the attempt is able to psychologically unsettle the public official. So, there you go. Now you know what it's... $100
might psychologically... whatever they said me, dude.
But did you see the price that they get on a DUI there? Those,
yeah, that's hefty.
That's ridiculous. Hefty.
Well, you would know about DUIs. Oh, I just hear about how much a DUI will cost in court fees and more insurance and all this other stuff. And it adds up to several $1,000s.
Right. Well, yeah. No, at least I've spent at least probably on my last DUI, which about $1,800 altogether. On all classes, the fine, everything else altogether. That was the second one, and it was classified as first, but second. Ridiculous amount.
That's way cheaper than my weddings.
Exactly, right?
They hit you hard.
But see, the thing is that it's like this punishment right there is swift. It's like you go to jail for a year, you do this for a year,
totally,
and like, you know, like. That's like really the way that you take care of it. And I bet you their DUI rates are low.
Way low, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot lower anyway. All right, let's wrap up the show with this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
It is. And we haven't done this in a while. It's time.
What's in the news, my friend?
It's time for some little bits.
Yay, Gordy!
My mother often scolded me by saying, "Your bedroom looks like a pigsty. Clean it up." I pondered that last Sunday after a hearty breakfast of bacon and eggs.
It took them this long to finally ponder.
My thoughts are often connected in strange sequences, and this was no exception. Bacon, pigs, pigsty. Pigs have been part of my long life and perhaps of yours. My mother used to use a lot of pig expressions. When I stop to think about it, so do I. For example, I've been accused of buying many pigs in a poke, where the poke was a bag and hiding the pig. Many more pig sayings flooded my mind. Happy as a pig in clover, or something else.
Lord, I haven't heard any of those.
Squeal like a stuck pig.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Or lipstick on a pig.
Heard that.
Nope.
Heard both those.
Some of us are old enough to remember the Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I've heard.
Mm-hmm. You probably
heard it in the history books.
President Harry S. Truman once said, "Why, this fellow don't know any more about politics than a pig knows about Sunday." Robert Heinlein said, "Never try to teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time and annoys the pig." A similar quote was attributed to humorist Will Rogers. Kay and I can also intone to the old nursery rhyme ditty, "Tom, Tom, the piper's son stole the pig and away he run." Isn't it amazing how those words stay with us through the years?
It truly is amazing, Gordon.
Yeah, right? I have no idea who originated the following. The only part of a pig you can't use is his squeal. I also like the French proverb that reads, a pig's tail will never make a good arrow.
Okay.
The French are terrible at proverbs. One of my dad's favorites, when I told him I was going somewhere that didn't meet with his approval, in a pig's eye, you will. And my mother chimed in, when pigs fly.
That's one I've heard.
Never that, yeah.
Who amongst us didn't have a piggy bank?
Word.
Sam, you had a piggy bank?
Oh, yeah. I fill that baby up every month.
Well, I would hope you would, you would have a piggy bank. So.
Big bucks.
It's true. How did you get into yours, Sam?
Well, I had one that had a little screw-out plastic thing on the bottom, and it all poured out. I never had to break it. Oh, shit! Yeah. Gordy dropped the beat!
You know what? Gordy could not get into his piggy bank that easily. He used his mother's kitchen knife in the slot to get the coins out.
Shit.
My parents and your parents played a game with our tiny toes when we were babies. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. See, there was a pig farm nearby when we moved to Morrisonville. The odor assailed us as we walked by on a summer day. I've always been known to pig out or eat like a pig at meals. That's why I'm fat as a pig. I know what a pig's insides look like from butchering on the farm as a teenager.
And that's gangster.
And college lab dissections. That's right. I can never forget the pungent smell of formaldehyde, Jonathan Swift's old adage about not being able to make a silk purse from a sow's ear, proved to be a challenge for industrialist Arthur D. Little, no relation, in the 1920s. He used technology to do just that. I often wonder where that comely purse is today. Come on, admit it. You thought of the movie Deliverance when I mentioned the phrase about squealing like a stuck pig.
Exactly.
I thought so.
Gordy knows you, Kareem. Gordy's in your head, man!
Gordy is in your head.
Not watch Deliverance. I can't believe you've never heard that.
Oh, man, like you never... That's that. That's like the... Like that.
If is you, that a gangster movie?
In one way.
It's a movie about going on a canoe trip.
Yeah, in the... down the river.
That sounds exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, you want to see Hillbilly? That's Hillbilly.
It's an adventure film.
No, I'll put it on my queue.
They're gonna take your white hippie card away from you.
Yeah, you should have.
It's that important.
You should have seen it.
I'll put it on tonight.
I don't want that to happen. It's Burt Reynolds and his.
That's like me not seeing Star Wars.
Ned Beatty.
Yeah.
Ned Beatty. It's like it's pretty amazing. Yeah. Dueling banjos.
You cut me cold.
Dueling banjos. That's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I've heard dueling banjos.
Yeah, so you that's pretty much knowing this. Yeah, the whole scene.
Literally, like you me not seeing Star Wars.
Okay,
that you haven't seen.
Yeah, I can't allow that. Can't allow that. Thank you. Make that paramount.
Also, some sad news. Abe Vigoda really passed away. Because he's the one guy who's like, wait, he's still alive? He's still alive? Well, he was. He passed away at 94. So, rest in peace, Abe Vigoda.
He had a long and prolific career.
In The Godfather. Was Abe Vigoda. He looked old in The Godfather. He looked
old in The Godfather. He looked ancient in The Godfather.
Yeah, and that was 1972.
I think when you get to a certain age, when you get to like past 67, like when you get past 60, you're just old. I feel bad that I say that because I'm going to be there one day.
Right.
And I know people there.
God willing you are.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, don't get too excited about getting old too soon. Nothing is guaranteed, my friend.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab. And we'll see you on Friday with another fresh new episode. I push my seat somewhere deep in her chest. I push it naked. I'm
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.